I didn't pay much attention to the health class in school. Did you pay attention to that? Did you really?
When they were talking about anatomy and stuff.
Yeah, but it didn't seem like it was that stuff so much. I don't know what they were talking about, but it wasn't. It didn't seem to interest me that much. Maybe if they were talking more about what the CDC is talking about today. The CDC is out with an updated list. The updated list of the most sexually diseased states in the country. This is kind of like how the who puts out the college football poll?
The AP or the coaches poll.
What's that playoff thing that they do?
Oh, the college football rankings.
But there's some kind of playoff thing that comes out now once a week that they do for the college tournament.
Sure.
And how they update that. Well, now the CDC is issuing an updated list of the most sexually diseased states. Where do you think our state finishes in the great gonorrhea poll?
Gonorrhea. You shouldn't have made that booty call.
Nope.
There's a burning in your jeans and it won't disappear at all.
All right, now I got the map. I got the map in front of me. Do you think we're in the top half or the bottom? I mean, like the good side where we're like on the least diseased? Or where you think we're on the most diseased?
I think we're on the most diseased. I think we're up there. I think people are moving here in huge numbers. There's a lot of money being made in Seattle and stuff like that by young people. So they're probably out partying a lot and making bad decisions.
So you think we're really diseased? All right, well, I'll give you the answer to that in just a second. But I got to tell you the most diseased, and you should be able to weigh in on this.
Why?
Because you live live there.
Oh.
Alaska is the most diseased place, sexually diseased place in the country for your gonorrhea, for your chlamydia, for your all your good stuff, your syphilis. Why? Tell me.
Well, probably because the things are getting retreaded. You know, there's not a whole lot of options in Anchorage or in some of those outlying villages or towns and things. So once one girl or once one guy then it stays there and it cycles around and everybody gets a turn and, you know.
So a place like that where you don't have, where people just kind of
not a lot of turnover
and there's not.
That's what I'm thinking it is. Or like in the islands or something like that. Some place like Hawaii, I bet, is probably pretty big because you just get out there and you know, you're on the island with who you're on the island with.
All right. Well, I have to. Now, Hawaii is not in the top 10, but Alaska is number one. Now, I'll give you a couple of the other states. What states strike you as? I bet these guys are in there. I bet this
Florida.
In there.
I bet Florida's in
there. Not in the top 10. Not in the top 10. Start thinking about that soup in the South, man. Mississippi, number 2. Louisiana, number 3. Arkansas, number 8 in the most diseased. You got Georgia at number 4. New Mexico is number 5. And then you got the Carolinas at 6 and 7, then Arkansas.
So you're telling me Washington's not in the – are we in the
top
half?
We are not in the top 10.
But we're in the top half.
Well, let me give you – hold on. I'll tell you where we score here in just a second. Now, what about the cleanest –
the one place you don't want to score.
What about the cleanest states and why? I got the top 10, the 10 cleanest states where you
Utah?
Won't have to worry about this stuff. Utah is number 5. Yes. What state strikes as you drive through? You know, I bet I'm not going to catch anything.
Wyoming?
I'm not going to get anything in Wyoming. Wyoming is
Montana?
Number 7. Wyoming is number 7 on the list. Montana is not in the top 10 cleans. But Vermont is number 1. New Hampshire is number 2. West Virginia also on the good side, along with Maine, Utah, Idaho, Wyoming, Connecticut, Massachusetts, I never would have guessed, and New Jersey, number 10 on that list. Now, what about our great state of Washington? You say, which half are we on?
We're in the most diseased.
You think we're in the most diseased, and why do you say that?
Well, just because there's a lot of money by a lot of young people, and, you know, we got all kinds of
now, what does the money have to do with it?
Well, I don't know. They're just disposable income. They're out having fun. They're young, and they got money to spend.
Okay.
So they're out at the bars. They're out doing things. They're out meeting people. It's probably a good dating community.
Okay. We are the state of Washington, along with pretty much the rest of the Northwest, is on the good side of all of this. We are 32nd on this list, which means we're on the good side.
Okay.
You don't want the But we are the most diseased of the Northwest. Oregon is 35, Idaho is 45, and Montana is 38. So our little corner up there is where it's the worst of the Northwest. But still, compared,
I bet
to
if
other
you even
states,
dialed it down into like Seattle compared to the rest of the state, I bet Seattle's even higher.
Now what pocket do you think? Give me the pockets that you think are probably the worst in this state.
Tacoma and Spokane.
You think Tacoma and Spokane are bringing us down?
Hoquiam.
Aberdeen.
You don't want none of what's happening in Aberdeen.
What about Yakima?
They put three on when you go to Aberdeen.
Are they bringing us down? I think that's what it says on a welcome to Aberdeen.
Yeah.
Put three on
Come
right now.
Come as you are and put three on.
Put three on right now. Okay. All right. Those numbers, according to the CDC, the latest on the charts. I don't know where we were ranked. They didn't give us our previous ranking, but that's where we go right now.